Reclaiming Your Time, the ins and outs of a balanced life audio series. Tip number 5, Outer Obstacles to Balance. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, MBA, founder of Ebony Concepts Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves, founder of DPR Voiceovers. Welcome to the fifth lesson in our Reclaiming Your Time, the ins and outs of a balanced life series. In our last session, we looked inside to learn how our thoughts, words, and actions are blocking us from the balanced life we desire. Today, we're going to talk about some things that are trickier to change, but still possible to navigate. Outer obstacles are things that exist outside of us. They're trickier to change because they involve factors beyond our control. The examples we'll focus on today are all illustrations of the fact that we cannot change another person. No matter how their behavior may disturb you, no matter how unfairly you think you've been treated, no matter how severely your interactions with them are affecting the rest of your life, you cannot make them think, do, or say anything different. All you can control is your response to that person. I want to say that again. All you can do is control your response to that person. Here are 3 ways this may play out in your quest for a balanced life. Outer obstacle number 1 is other people's opinions. Outer obstacle number 2 is other people's schedules. Outer obstacle number 3 is other people's actions. So how do other people's opinions create an obstacle to our balanced life? When we make a choice about our schedule in an effort to change or maintain someone else's opinion of us, we have made them more important than having a balanced life. Sometimes this happens in our mind, where we've just imagining what someone else is thinking about us. In that case, it's an inner obstacle. In some cases, though, you may see examples in your workplace of people being rewarded or praised for working long hours or without extra pay. They're called team players, or someone who goes the extra mile. At these times, it's up to you to decide whose opinion is most important. How do other people's schedules create an obstacle to our schedules? The first answer applies, but in this case, another person is putting pressure on us to conform to their schedule. This might be either subtly or in a more obvious way, with a barrage of requests and reminders that distract and worry us, actually adding to the time it takes to complete the task at hand. Email is a good example of how other people's schedules has an impact on our schedules. When we respond to every email that comes in the moment we receive it, it's the equivalent of inviting that person to have a discussion with at that time. On the other hand, when we designate specific times in the day when we will check email, we take control of our schedule and decide when and for how long those discussions will be. Finally, let's look at how other people's actions create an obstacle to our balanced life. When someone else is late or delays us in some way, whether that is our coworker delivering a report you need or a driver in front of you in traffic, it can throw a wrench in our carefully constructed schedule. For example, you may have left yourself plenty of time to get home and enjoy a wonderful evening with your spouse and children, but because of this traffic jam, you will miss dinner completely, and everyone will be cranky with you when you get home. Do you remember the quote from our last lesson? Life isn't about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. That traffic jam is our opportunity to dance with our schedule and make adjustments that will protect our balanced life. Do you remember the beginning of our last lesson when we talked about how obstacles are one of the two types of influences on a balanced life? Well, the other type of influence is resources. While obstacles lead us away from balance, resources lead us towards balance. So, one option to address your schedule delay is to take a different route home or use your hands-free mobile device to invite your family to meet you at your favorite restaurant. Taking another route and your hands-free device are resources that allow you to stay connected with your loved ones in a safe way while doing what you have to do to get things done. Remember, we've discussed earlier in this series, a balanced life is not a destination. It's a series of adjustments we make in each possible moment. We have inner and outer obstacles preventing us from achieving balance, and we have resources to help us move toward balance. Stay tuned for lesson number 6, when you'll learn some small, simple changes that will make a big difference in your work-life balance. I'm Daphne Page Reeves, founder of DPR Voiceovers, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, founder and CEO of Ebony Concepts Solutions. Thank you for listening, and until next time, always make listening your priority.